We should overcome any worries we have about infection during the Olympic Games, according to Dr. Val Curtis of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. After attending the expert panel discussion on mass gatherings medicine at the school, she told me that with so many safeguards in place to protect everybody's health, we should all get on with enjoying the wonder of meeting people from around the planet, not worrying about getting ill by catching an infection from another person.
Human beings are naturally very cautious about contact with other people because other people are, in fact, the place where diseases are most likely to come from. But we have to be social, so we have to overcome that fear of disease so that we can have a social life. And so mass gatherings are really, really important. It's really important that people meet from different nations and share. By coming into contact with somebody, you might run the risk of a disease, but we should be running that risk because it shows that we care. It shows that we trust those people. You can't get rid of all risk. So, for example, it was suggested that athletes shouldn't be shaking hands with people from different countries. Well, I think that's rubbish. It's really important that you show your trust for somebody else by shaking their hand. Yeah, it might cause a risk of disease, but that's the whole point. You're actually showing that you care about that person, you're prepared to make the sacrifice and run the risk of disease. So if we all get too prissy about it, we become xenophobic and we refuse to join in with the spirit of the games. Let's not worry about disease. They're safe places to be. Let's have a great games and not spoil it by worrying about disease.
And actually what the data show is that the risk is relatively low.
The data show us very clearly that the risk of catching something at a mass gathering is extremely low.
Dr. Val Curtis, Director of the Hygiene Centre at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Sarah Maxwell.